I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The General Assembly approved a plan aimed at making sure jail inmates can exercise their right to vote. The legislation applies to people who have yet to be convicted of a crime. It would require a polling place in Cook County Jail. Other counties would have to arrange for mail-in ballots. Opponents include State Senator Chris Nybo, an Elmhurst Republican. He calls the initiative a prison voter drive funded by taxpayers.
I think it does raise a questionable, let me put it this way, I think it raises an ethics question, whether we should be using government resources to essentially run a get-out-the-vote program.
The measure now goes to Governor Bruce Rauner. If he signs it, it wouldn't take effect until 2020. In other news, a recent study finds many people arrested in Chicago were within a few degrees of separation from someone illegally possessing a firearm. Dana Vollmer has more.
The study by Northwestern University researchers attempts to understand the city's gun market through network science. Researchers used arrest records, gang membership rosters, shooting data, and gun recoveries to group together about 188,000 arrestees and pinpoint who possessed illegal weapons. People within these networks were usually two to three connections away from a weapon. That's essentially a friend of a friend, according to the study's co-author, Andrew Papakristos. Gangs played a big role in facilitating gun access, typically one or two connections away from illegal firearms. The study found boosted enforcement efforts such as outreach and intervention could lead gang leaders to be more restrictive with their supply of guns. I'm Dana Vollmer.
A fire department diver looking for a man who fell off a boat into the Chicago River has been killed. The Chicago Fire Department says Juan Bucio tragically passed away answering a call of a person in the water. Police say the man fell off the boat Monday night. Bucio was killed and two other divers were injured while searching for him. Fire Commissioner Jose Santiago says the 46-year-old was in the water with a dive partner when the partner lost contact with him. He says Bucio later was pulled from the water and pronounced dead at a hospital. The man who fell off the boat hasn't been found. The other two divers were released from the hospital. And First Ladies are getting their own day at the state capitol. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum is celebrating the lives of Mary Lincoln, Julia Grant, Nancy Reagan, and Michelle Obama at a June 14th event. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Volunteers in the Clean Missouri Initiative have turned in more than double the amount of petition signatures they need to get their issue on the statewide ballot in November. The initiative's goal is to rid the Show Me State of corruption by giving voters the power to decide on limits of campaign contributions and institute a gift ban, among other things. The Reverend Cassandra Gould is director of Missouri Faith Voices, which has rounded up volunteers in an attempt to gather signatures. She says money has too much influence on the legislative process, not just in Missouri.
Oftentimes, money is put over people. And so I believe that this is an opportunity for a moral correction of the processes that go on now.
If it's approved by voters this November, the amendment would also call for a nonpartisan expert to draw fair legislative district maps. A citizen commission would then review those maps. A crash on Route 13 in Williamson County yesterday sent four people to the hospital and shut down portions of the highway for more than an hour. State police say 17-year-old Braden Wallace of Harrisburg was driving a Dodge minivan when he rear-ended a Honda Civic in the westbound lanes. Wallace then drove through the median near Dykersburg Road, hit a Jeep head-on in the eastbound lanes. He was airlifted from the scene to a regional hospital. Troopers say the driver and passenger of the Honda, 47-year-old Tara Sherrod and 27-year-old Dana Duval, were also taken to hospitals, as was the Jeep's driver.